The National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee is warning President Obama time is running out to secure the Internet of Things. The industry leaders there caution that the next 3 to 5 years are critical to ensuring the cybersecurity of millions of objects, devices, and sensors that will connect to the Internet. They want what they call an immediate and coordinated response to minimize security risks. Retired General Dale Myros, president of the Myros Group and former chief information officer at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, is looking at what we should be thinking about next. Dale, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. The Internet of Things, I mean, there are people that are still wrapping their heads around the idea that all of these various devices and so on will be connected to the Internet. What are the things that we should be thinking about moving forward when it comes to the security of all of those things, and also the security of the enterprises that are going to be connected to the Internet along with all of those things, Dale? It's great to have you on. Thank you today.
You bet, Francis. Great to be on. People get lost in trying to figure out the definition of the Internet of Things. And really, it's a concept. And it's a concept that says that more and more things have Internet protocol addresses, IP addresses. And if you think about it, the world's got 7 billion people, only one-third of whom use the Internet, and yet there are roughly 13 to 15 billion devices already plugged to the Internet, and that's only going to grow. Things like things that we already have, like Fitbit and health monitors and control devices and energy and utilities and infrastructure and all those other kinds of things, most of the things connected to the Internet are not people. They are, in fact, devices. And every time a new network, a new enterprise, a new cyber ecosystem connects to the network, it creates a seam. That seam is exploitable.
The idea that the Internet of Things is exploitable, this report from the National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee is not the first place that we see that. What's the thought process about dealing with an Internet with all of these devices connected to it been, in your view, over the last several years? And where should it go moving forward, Dale?
Well, I think we have tended it for the past few years to truncate things. Think of things in terms of their own references. For instance, when we talk about cyber and cybersecurity and cyber enabling, you know, we talk about it in healthcare, and we don't necessarily relate that to other things. We tend to talk about it in energy, in transportation, in manufacturing, or whatever. And in fact, there is a convergence of all these things being related, and that relationship is really key, because it's along those seams of relationships that things are exploited. For instance, in the past few months, couple years, we've had lots of breaches in the retail business, in the energy business, and all kinds of companies, and the government. And in almost every one of those cases, those breaches came about through a seam, stealing a credential, third party, picking a lower priority system, becoming an authorized user, migrating to a higher priority system, all of those kinds of things. And so the important thing about this is not only secure, but to influence how the Internet of Things is adopted. What standards will it have? How efficient can it become? What are the limitations of government, industry, and citizenry? What are the responsibilities? A lot of the same questions that we've been asking, but I think that their frame of reference and context is definitely going to change just by the magnitude. And oh, by the way, people have talked up to 50 billion devices by 2020. I really think that's a conservative number.
Major General Dale Myros, U.S. Air Force, retired former CIO at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. This research and report from the National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee is calling on NIST to develop a common definition of the Internet of Things. Is that the next logical step in your view, Dale?
I think it is. And NIST has been very instrumental in bringing along our thought processes of concepts of security and standards and such like that. As most folks know who work in the security business or with the United States government, they've come up with a security framework based upon a presidential order within the past year. And while it's not directive in nature, it has brought a coalescence of understanding and in fact, enhanced the idea about the things that need to be done and how serious and critical they can be to all of our operations.
You've used the term seam a number of times, Dale. Is it possible to reduce the numbers of those seams, or do we just need to sew the threads a little tighter?
Well, that's a good and philosophical question, and it depends upon where those seams take place. Is the seam between the consumer and the provider? Is the seam between a consortium of providers? It all depends upon where you stand is where you sit.
Mm-hmm.
I think in many regards, when you're talking about an individual, how do I as an individual take care of those seams? Me to all the folks I deal with, I buy from, I do commerce with, or I entertain or social network with. If I'm an organization, how do I create relationships with my partners, with my customers, and with my suppliers? If I'm the government, how do I work those seams between the citizenry, between government and organizations, government and commerce, international trade agreements and such? And so again, the idea of seams is how things are integrated and knitted together so that they become synergistic in a good way and not synergistic in a bad way.
Is it possible that I, if I'm keeping an enterprise secure, that I may not know where all the seams are?
Absolutely. I can recall several times when I was in government, either in the military in uniform or in the intelligence community, the requirements process and the desire to do things from an operational standpoint would all of a sudden go charging off, and then we would discover all these things as an after fact. And so I think what the INSTAC, this particular committee, is telling the president and the administration is that you need to influence it as it's being built, because everybody who's connected with security knows that when you build it in, it is cheaper and more effective than when you bolt it on after the fact.
Is that the reason why they're portraying this as a dire situation where the government only has several years to really secure this up front? Is that what they're getting at, that it's better to do it up front than it is to try to tack it on after the fact?
It is, and I would say that they're urging is one of urgency, not necessarily dire. But again, it's the degree of you want to influence not only standards in operation, for terms of efficiency, for terms of having the right lines of demarcation and responsibilities and things like that, but also in terms of security, which is the underlying premise which the influence that this particular committee is trying to urge not only the president but the United States government.